All right, let me get to my screen now. Okay, so we're going to be reading together Genesis chapters 7 through 9 this morning. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We ask that you would bless the reading of it now, enable us to grow in our understanding and in our love for you, our commitment to obeying you, to following after you. We ask that as we read, we would grow in our knowledge of who you are. And also, Father, we ask that you would convict us of sin and expose to us areas of our lives where we need to grow and change to be more like our Lord Jesus. We ask these things in his name and for his sake. Amen. Well, this is the word of the Lord, Genesis chapter 7. Yahweh said to Noah, "Come you and all your household into the ark, for you I have seen as righteous before me in this generation. From all ritually pure animals you are to take seven, and seven each, a male and his mate, and from all the animals that are not pure, two each, a male and his mate. And also from the fowl of the heavens, seven and seven each, male and female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For in yet 7 days I will make it rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and will blot out all existing things that I have made from the face of the soil." Noah did it, according to all that Yahweh had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the deluge occurred, water upon the earth. And Noah came, his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark before the waters of the deluge. From the pure animals, and from the animals that are not pure, and from the fowl, and all that crawls about on the soil, two and two each came to Noah into the ark, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. After the 7 days it was that the waters of the deluge were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second new moon, on the 7th day after the new moon, on that day, then burst all the wellsprings of the great ocean, and the sluices of the heavens opened up. The torrent was upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day came Noah and Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons, and Noah's wife, and his three sons' wives with them into the ark. They and all wildlife after their kind, all herd animals after their kind, all crawling things that crawl upon the earth after their kind, all fowl after their kind, all chirping things, all winged things, they came to Noah into the ark, two and two each, from all flesh in which there is the rush of life. And those that came, male and female, from all flesh they came, as God had commanded him. Yahweh closed the door upon him. The deluge was 40 days upon the earth. The waters increased and lifted the ark so that it was raised above the earth. The waters swelled and increased exceedingly upon the earth, so that the ark floated upon the face of the waters. When the waters had swelled exceedingly, yes, exceedingly over the earth, all high mountains that were under all the heavens were covered. 15 cubits upward swelled the waters. Thus the mountains were covered. Then expired all flesh that crawls about upon the earth, fowl, herd animals, wildlife, and all swarming things that swarm upon the earth, and all humans. All that had the breath of life, of the rush of life in their nostrils, all that were on firm ground died. He blotted out all existing things that were on the face of the soil, from man to beast, to crawling thing, and to fowl of the heavens. They were blotted out from the earth. Noah alone remained, and those who were with him in the ark. The waters swelled upon the earth for 150 days. Chapter 8. But God paid mind to Noah and all living things, all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God brought a rushing wind across the earth, so that the waters abated. The wellsprings of ocean and the sluices of the heavens were dammed up, and the torrent from the heavens was held back. The waters returned from upon the earth, continually advancing and returning, and the waters diminished at the end of 150 days. And the ark came to rest in the 7th new moon, on the 17th day after the new moon, upon the mountains of Ararat. Now the waters continued to advance and diminish until the 10th new moon. On the first day of the new moon, the tops of the mountains could be seen. At the end of 40 days it was, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made and sent out a raven. It went off, going off and returning, until the waters were dried up from upon the earth. Then he sent out a dove from him to see whether the waters had subsided from the face of the soil. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, so she returned to him into the ark. For there was water upon the face of all the earth. He sent forth his hand and took her and brought her to him into the ark. Then he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove yet again from the ark. The dove came back to him at eventime, and here a freshly plucked olive leaf in her beak. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from upon the earth. Then he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove. But she returned to him again no more. And so it was in the 601st year, in the beginning month, on the first day of the new moon, that the waters left firm ground upon the earth. Noah removed the covering of the ark and saw, here, the face of the soil was firm. Now in the 2nd new moon, on the 27th day after the new moon, the earth was completely dry. God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife, your sons and your sons' wives with you, all living things that are with you, all flesh fowl, animals, and all crawling things that crawl about upon the earth, have them go out with you, that they may swarm on earth, that they may bear fruit and become many upon the earth. So Noah went out, his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him. All living things, all crawling things, and all fowl, all that crawl about upon the earth, according to their clans, they went out of the ark. Noah built a slaughter site to Yahweh. He took from all pure animals and from all pure fowl and offered up offerings upon the slaughter site. Now Yahweh smelled the soothing savor, and Yahweh said in his heart, I will never curse the soil again on humankind's account, since what the human heart forms is evil from its youth. I will never again strike down all living things as I have done. Never again, all the days of the earth, shall sowing and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, never cease. Now God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, bear fruit and be many, and fill the earth. Fear of you, dread of you, shall be upon all the wildlife of the earth, and upon all the fowl of the heavens, all that crawls on the soil, and all the fish of the sea, into your hand they are given. All things crawling about that live, for you shall they be, for eating, as with the green plants, I now give you all. However, flesh with its life, its blood, you are not to eat. However, too, for your blood of your own lives, I will demand satisfaction. From all wild animals, I will demand it. And from humankind, from every man regarding his brother, demand satisfaction for human life. Whoever now sheds human blood, for that human shall his blood be shed. For in God's image he made humankind. As for you, bear fruit and be many. Swarm on earth and become many on it. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, As for me, here, I am about to establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with all living things that are with you, fowl, herd animals, and all the wildlife of the earth with you, all those going out of the ark, of all the living things on the earth. I will establish my covenant with you. All flesh shall never be cut off again by waters of the deluge. Never again shall there be deluge to bring the earth to ruin. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant which I set between me and you and all living beings that are with you for ageless generations. My bow I set in the clouds, so that it may serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be, when I becloud the earth with clouds, and in the clouds the bow is seen, I will call to mind my covenant that is between me and you, and all living beings, all flesh. Never again shall the waters become a deluge to bring all flesh to ruin. When the bow is in the clouds, I will look at it to call to mind the age-old covenant between God and all living beings, all flesh that is upon the earth. God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Noah's sons who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now Ham is the father of Canaan. These three were Noah's sons, and from these were scattered abroad all the earth folk. Now Noah was the first man of the soil. He planted a vineyard. When he drank from the wine, he became drunk and exposed himself in the middle of his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father's nakedness and told his two brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a cloak. They put it on the shoulders of the two of them and walked backward to cover their father's nakedness. Their faces were turned backward. Their father's nakedness they did not see. Now when Noah awoke from his wine, it became known to him what his littlest son had done to him. He said, Damned be Canaan, servant of servants. May he be to his brothers. And he said, Blessed be Yahweh, God of Shem, but may Canaan be servant to them. May God extend Japheth. Let him dwell in the tents of Shem, but may Canaan be servant to them. And Noah lived after the deluge 350 years. And all the days of Noah were 950 years. Then he died. Now these are the begettings. I'm sorry, we'll stop there. That's the beginning of chapter 10. This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. any questions this morning, chapters 7 to 9? All right. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time to be here this morning. I hope the reading of the word was a blessing to you. Let me close us in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to your people. And we recognize, knowing all that we know now, that Noah's righteousness came through faith. It was a faith that you had given to him, a faith that was born in his spirit by your spirit, believing on your promises. We ask, Father, that you would strengthen our faith, that we might walk with you in the same righteousness that Noah walked, that we would be known as people who among godless people live godly lives. We thank you also for the reminder that the Lord Jesus Christ is the ark of our salvation. In him, we will be carried through the judgment that is coming, and we alone will be preserved by the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask that you bless my friends here this morning, my sisters, and I ask that you would continue to bless the reading of your word as we gather around it each time. We ask these things in the name of Christ and for the sake of his glory. Amen. You're very welcome. I hope you all have a wonderful day. All right, talk to you soon.